Topic 3. Benchmark key terms. Group 4. Quiz. American expansion and World War I. Hi, I'm Jennifer, and I'm back to quiz you on the key terms for Topic 3, Group 4. American expansion and World War I. First definition. This is a foreign policy approach, where a country seeks to minimize its involvement in international affairs, particularly in conflicts. In American history, this term is often associated with the period between World War I and World War II. Do you know the word? I'll give you some time to think about it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The answer is isolationism. Next definition. This was a law passed during World War I that made it a crime to interfere with military operations or support enemies of the U.S. It aimed to prevent spying and sabotage, but was also used to suppress dissent. Do you know the word? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The answer is the Espionage Act. Next definition. This expanded the Espionage Act, making it illegal to speak or publish anything deemed disloyal or abusive about the U.S. government, flag, or military. This act was controversial and led to numerous arrests for anti-war sentiments. Do you know the word? I'll give you some time to think about it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The answer is the Sedition Act. Next definition. This authorized the U.S. government to draft soldiers into the military for World War I. It required men of certain ages to register for military service, significantly expanding the armed forces. Do you know the word? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The answer is the Selective Service Act. Next definition. This was an agency established during World War I to coordinate the production of war materials. It aimed to ensure that factories produced the necessary supplies efficiently and in large quantities. Do you know the word? I'll give you some time to think about it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The answer is the War Industries Board. Next definition. These are debt securities issued by a government to finance military operations during times of war. In the U.S., the sale of these during World War I and World War II helped raise funds and encourage patriotism. Do you know the word? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The answer is war bonds. Next definition. This was a government agency created during World War I to promote the war effort and shape public opinion. It used propaganda, including posters and films, to encourage support for the war. Do you know the word? I'll give you some time to think about it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The answer is the Committee on Public Information. Next definition. This is the principle that peoples have the right to determine their own political status and govern themselves. This idea gained prominence after World War I, particularly in the context of the Treaty of Versailles. Do you know the word? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The answer is self-determination. Next definition. This is an area in which military forces are prohibited or restricted, often established to reduce tension between opposing sides. Following various conflicts, such zones have been created to maintain peace and security. Do you know the word? I'll give you some time to think about it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The answer is demilitarized zone. Next definition. These are payments made by a country to compensate for damages caused during a conflict. After World War I, Germany was required to pay a significant amount of money to other countries as part of the Treaty of Versailles. Do you know the word? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The answer is reparations. Next definition. This was an international organization established after World War I to promote peace and cooperation among countries. Although it aimed to prevent future conflicts, it ultimately failed to stop the outbreak of World War II. Do you know the word? I'll give you some time to think about it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The answer is the League of Nations. That was the last definition in this quiz. How did you do on the quiz? If you need more review, listen to the key terms for Group 4 Or if you would rather look over the words, refer to the PDF for Group 4, and then try the quiz again. This is Jennifer. Study smart and good luck on your test. See you next time.